Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing this evening? I hope you're doing fabulous because I definitely am. It has been a weird day today. I tell you, it started at 5 a.m. when I woke up like unexpectedly because like something just woke me up and it startled me out of a sound sleep, and I have not been asleep since. Then, later on, I got some IM that was just wow. That's all I can say because I promised myself I wouldn't go into it. Then I had somebody almost hit me at the store when I got out of the car. I swear to God, I got out of the car and this bitch, I don't know if she didn't see me or what, but she was traveling. And when I stopped in the middle of the street and asked her, hey, are you going to fucking stop? I was on the phone with Prilly, as a matter of fact, when it happened. And she just looked at me like she was confused, as if, you know, well, hey, there's not a light, honey. This is, you know, pavement. I'm walking, parking lot, all that other good shit. You're supposed to stop. I'm sure you may not know that, but you are supposed to stop, dummy. Dummy! Anyway, it's been one of those kind of days, I swear. Oh, my God. I was going to do something today. I was going to start on a script, those who know, on my show, but that didn't happen either. It's just been crazy. I was off today, and I honestly felt like I wasn't even off. That's just how draining today's been, and some other things. Anyway, how is everyone today? It is Monday, June 10th. Wow, June. Do you know in 6 more months it will be Christmas in 6 more months. And I plan to get Christmas gifts from everybody, not get them for, but from everybody. Yeah, that's how it happens. I'm your friend. You're supposed to give me gifts. You know, yeah. Anyway, I'm supposed to have a very, how can I put it other than arrogant, guest on tonight. Those who remember my show 2 years ago, I had him on the show. His name is Chase McKnight. And oh, oh my God, Chase, he had the women in an uproar because Chase basically says what he feels. And if you don't like it, well, too bad because I'm Chase. But yeah, I may even put the show on, you know, later on so you guys can hear it. But as a matter of fact, he's calling in now, and Chase is a friend of mine, but he even can get under my skin. That's just how arrogant he is. He thinks he is God's gift to women. He has a theory about how women are and the fact that they want the guy who treats them like shit. But anyway, let's bring him on, shall we? Shall we? Chase.
You know what I find funny, Sugar? We definitely are longtime friends. What I find funny is that you said, I think I'm God's gift to women, when we all know that I am. I mean, that's quite amusing. How you been, though, sweetheart?
I've been really, really good. I have been working my butt off.
I see you shining.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I've started the show again, as you very well know, and I've got a online talk show now, and then my live show. How have you been? That's the question. Because the last time we were on air, you were telling me you were getting hate mail and you had to deactivate your Facebook because these crazy broads was like losing it.
Well, these crazy broads have been losing it prior to me being on the show too. It's just the show is just an extra platform for even more women to find out about the handsome young devil, if you so will. What kind of bothered me is that it's just gotten insane. I've been amazing. A lot more women, you know. I mean, I can't really complain. The life that I live, you know, it's kind of like a superstar, movie star, whatever you want to call it. Similar to, a rapper. You know, I'm in exotic hotels with exotic different women every night. Plenty of money, and I mean, I'm an asshole. Women love me. What can I say?
We talked about this before, and I told you that women don't love you. Not every woman loves you. I for one, don't love you like that. We're friends, and that's it. And I told you last time when you were telling me that women like the guy who treats them like shit, that that's not true of all women, and you swore that it was. Just like you swore that all men, like, what did you say, like the big girl?
I said thick women.
Thick women.
I still like thick women. I don't discriminate. I like them thick, thin, skinny, chubby, fat, anorexic. It doesn't matter. As long as she's pretty, she can have a little bit of chase. I'll let her chase.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been quite tough. It's been quite amazing. But, I mean, other than that, Sugar, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, where you're saying that the whole, that women like the good guy. And last time we spoke, you told me that women like the good guy or whatever. Or not, I'm sorry, my apologies. Not all women like the asshole. But I'm going to say all the women I know love the asshole. All the women that I could say about 70%. Including Felix when he called in, liked an asshole. So I mean, it's if you go based off of the actual statistics, where you see women are constantly in dumbass relationships, and then when they get a great guy, they have a tendency of being, oh, he's too boring, or oh, he's just not, oh, he's a great guy, or you women, man. How about this,
Chase? Remember what we talked. These are the women you deal with, though. Because the thing is that I've told you when we last spoke, you deal with some very shallow bitches. And I told you that before because when we met, you had all these chicks around you. And all of them were like, okay, we're like top models and shit. But their attitudes were that their shit didn't stink. You were treating them like shit. But think about it. They wanted to be in the limelight with you. A lot of them are like that, and you know it. So a lot of the women that you deal with are shallow, and I know that I'm probably going to get people to talk shit to me about that too, but I don't care. But you know.
How about this, Sugar? If that was the case, then how come you see so many great guys post, oh, all women are dogs nowadays. Oh, I'm tired of being the good guy. Oh, this and that, this and that. How come you see more and more and more guys complaining? It's because the regular average woman, period, the regular average woman wants a guy with good looks, and that's an asshole. That's not going to treat her right. When she gets a guy that's – how about this? I've been told – I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, I've been told women, from good women to bad women to the women in between, they all say the same exact thing. Oh, I used to always chase the bad guy. Then I got older, used up, and that's when I decided I wanted the good guy. Okay. all right, slut, that's great for you. Then there's the other girls who decide, they say, oh, well, you know, the good guys are boring. They're just boring. All they want to do is just do good stuff. And I need a little argument in my life. I need a little edge. That's the reason why women wait to the deadline or wait to almost the deadline to pay their bills, because they need drama in their life. That's the reason why women can't get along with women.
Who needs drama?
Women can't get along with women.
That's bullshit.
Because
you guys
already know your drama.
Now, you've known me. Am I drama?
You're the reason why I say 9 times out of 10.
So you're saying that all my listeners are drama. Ladies, he's calling y'all drama. Are you saying all my listeners are drama?
I'm not going to say all of them. I'm going to say 9 times out of 10. If you take 10 callers, how about we do this? If you take 10 callers, all women, I guarantee you the first 9 will be like, oh, he ain't nothing. She'll start with the drama. Then she'll go to my page and she'll be like, oh, my God, like, he ain't even all that cute. Oh, he ain't even this. He ain't even that. And then what do? Eventually they inbox me. You ain't all that. Why did she inbox me? I ain't all that. Because she knows I'm all that. So she just have to have some type of dialogue with me. Then she's going to be like, oh, you think you better than somebody. We need to kick it. I need to teach you that you not all that. Period. It always happens. I accept it. I'm used to it. God cursed me with these looks. He cursed me with the attitude that he gave me. He already knew what he was doing. He said, hey, I'm going to take away Zeus and Adonis, and I'm going to put Chase for the new women. So I accept it. I accept it. I accept my role that I was given.
You are such an arrogant bastard. The thing is, what gets me with your ass is that you believe this bullshit. You truly believe it. That's what gets to me. You cannot tell me that every woman that you meet likes that attitude, because, Chase, have a tendency of being a pure fucking asshole.
I'm going to ask
you this.
And
the only reason why – what?
That's a duck.
Am I lying on you?
Sugar, I'm going to ask you this.
Sure.
Does a duck quack?
Am I lying
quack?
On you, though? Am I lying
Does
on you?
Does a duck quack? Does a duck quack?
Am I lying
did LeBron
on you
James,
is the question.
Did LeBron James block Splinter yesterday? Are the Los Angeles Lakers playing in Los Angeles? These are facts, which means that you can't deny facts. It's an actual fact that, yes, I am an asshole. But it's also an actual fact that 9 times out of 10, women love assholes. Women love the
that's
confident
not, that's
guy.
That's not true.
The
I,
jerk.
I think,
the guy
I think
that's going to give them a run for their
women,
money.
Chase. I think a lot of times women that you think like assholes basically see you as a challenge, because I think a lot of women see you as a challenge. That's what I think. A lot of them don't really believe that you're this asshole that you seem to be. But once they get to know you, they know that you're – I know that they know that you're an asshole once they get to know you, because I think a lot of women think that a lot of that shit is just – because, like, what did that last girl say to us? That, oh, that's not really maybe like he is. He just needs somebody to really care about him. And then poor thing fucking emailed me and told me that you were an arrogant fuck. And I said, I'm trying to tell you ladies that. Hello.
Well, here's what I find funny.
You're arrogant, man. You're trying
Sugar,
to
here's what I find funny. Here's what I don't understand. And here's what I find extremely funny. If that's what it is, women think that they're going to change me. They don't think that I'm an asshole. They don't like assholes. Once they realize that I'm an asshole, they don't go away. It's usually I have to get a restraining order because she's at my door in the middle of the night pouting and asking me why am I not sleeping with her. It's because women love – I'm going to agree with you. Women love a challenge. But women, every woman that's listening, mark my words. I am a challenge that you will never, ever subdue. I am the challenge of all challenges. I am the challenge that when you look back on your life, when you're old and you're used up and you're with the guy, the good guy, you're going to go back and say, damn, I never conquered him. And then you're going to think about me while you're married with kids, and you're going to wonder, what happened to Chase's fine ass? And you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to be 60-something. I'm going to be in a nice Ferrari with the top down and a beautiful, gorgeous, exotic woman calling me Poppy. And she's going to be half my age. And I'm going to look at her and I'm going to say, yes, slut, you do it too.
Yeah, but you know what? Wait. Let me say something to that. You even made the statement that, you know, you'll have your Ferrari. Now, those that don't know Chase drives a beautiful Mercedes, and Chase has a lot of women behind him and on top of him, the whole thing. But could it be that some of these women, as you say, are the word that you use, I'll use your word, slut, is there for you, are talking to you, are dealing with you because of the fact that you have money, that you have these looks, and they basically have shallow thoughts themselves. Have you ever really even dealt with a average, everyday girl, though, Chase? That's the thing. That's my question. Have you ever dealt with an average, everyday girl with average looks?
Yes, I have.
Average
talent.
Have you really?
Yes, I have. I've dated. See, here's what you forget, Sugar. They're shallow. I'm not. The way I see it is this.
You are shallow.
Women. What? Not at all. I told you. I'll date thick women. I'll date chubby women. I'll actually date ugly women. You want to know why I date ugly women? Because ugly women have beautiful friends. So the way I see it is this. Women, to me, should be conquered. Okay? There's nothing more gratifying than having a woman who sees you, and you look at her, and you say, I'm going to have that. And she's like, oh, you can't have me. And then the next morning she's cooking you breakfast. So that's the way I see it. It doesn't matter. The average girl, the ugly girl, the shy girl, the girl who wants to be the super freak but doesn't want anybody to know, even the girl who is the super freak and everyone knows, I've had them all. It doesn't matter. It's all the same exact thing. Every woman.
So then you're saying again that all women are alike. That's what you're saying.
I'm not
going to
say all.
Which is not true.
I'm not going to say all. I'm not going to
say
all.
Okay, so give me your percentage. What is your percentage then? What do you
I'm
going to
say 99.9%. How about that? How about that, Sugar? 99.9%. I have a conquering skill of 99.9%.
So you're saying that 99.9%, which I know you said I'm in that 9%. Repeat that, please.
You're in that
0.1%,
yes.
Look, no, you and I have talked about this before, and I think it's the women you deal with, because I don't think that all women are like that. I think it's the women you deal with. I honestly think it is, because most of my friends that I know would kick your ass to the fucking curb, would be
most
like, you
friends,
know what?
Most of your friends
what?
That you know has probably
yes.
already slept with me, and they're too embarrassed to tell you because
oh
they fell
God.
For the trap. I mean, let's just be 100% honest, Sugar.
Shut
I mean,
up.
This is
Chase. You have not slept with
sugar.
Any of my friends, and you know
how about
it.
We do this,
and
Sugar?
You know
how about
it.
We do this? How
yes,
about we do
let's
this?
Let's do this.
Most of the time, when you, I rarely get dressed. You've seen me on my bummy days when I just throw on whatever gray shoes, brown jacket, whatever, some raggedy jeans, and I still get hit on, and I still hit on women. It's the confidence factor. It's the I don't care if you have a man factor. It's the yes, woman, you will be mine by the end of the night factor. What it is that women are prone to wanting a man, and I define what a man is. Do I have money? Yes. Does it define me? No. Most of the time, most women don't even really know I have money because they don't get to see my house. They only see the hotel room. But it's just the fact that I am 100% what a guy would love to be. Think of Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne has everything, the money, the looks. Every woman wants him. That would be me. Except for I'm a thousandaire. He's a billionaire. That's the only difference.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that he's Batman
said,
and I'm not. I'm definitely not taking
the whole. Every woman, shut up. You said every woman wants you. Every woman. Chase,
I'm not going to say every.
Every
I'm
woman
not
does
say
not
every.
Want you.
My apologies.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Exactly.
99.9% of women want me.
It's not no 99.9%, Chase. Come on.
The last time you even told me
you could turn a lesbian. Like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. This is how you, ha, yeah, ha. If I got with a lesbian one night, ha, they change all that stuff. Ha, ha, ha. Didn't you say that? They do.
Most lesbians, how about this?
I don't think they do.
I can't even really
say lesbians. First of all, a lesbian wouldn't even sleep with you. Why would she sleep with you?
She's a lesbian.
Why would she sleep with you?
How about this?
What would make her sleep with you? Come on, Chase. Come on.
What would make a lesbian sleep with me?
Right. Don't go there.
Have you seen me?
Yes, I've seen you. Yes.
Okay, I mean, it's sugar. When I wake up in the morning and I open the window, even on a gloomy day, the clouds move and the sun shines on me. I am God's gift to women, whether they're asexual or bisexual or lesbian. They still want me.
First of all, a lesbian would not want you because she would not find you attractive. She's attracted to another woman. And therefore, since you are not a woman, why would she be attracted to you, Chase? There would be no reason to be.
Are you talking about studs?
What?
Are you speaking of studs?
No, I'm not talking about studs. Of course I'm not talking about studs.
Okay.
I'm talking about women
about
in general
this?
That are lesbians.
Do I have to really put a lesbian on blast right now? Do I have to really tell you where to go, what her Facebook is, and she's so lesbian, yet and still I've conquered her and many of her lesbian friends who attend Pride, every single Pride. Do I really have to do that? No, I don't. Just know that I've been with numerous lesbians. I'm not talking about bisexuals. I'm talking about hardcore, man-hating lesbians. You want to know why? It's a simple two-word answer.
You are such an arrogant fuck.
That's why.
I swear, if you were here, you know what? It's lucky. We're lucky that we're doing this via where you are and via why, because I would slap the shit out of you. I would slap the peanut butter and jelly out of your mouth. Because I cannot
believe you're so upset with me.
I can't believe you're sitting here telling me that lesbians would go for you. Chase, you know within yourself that's a lie. Chase,
That's not a lie. That's definitely not a lie. Sugar, I have no reason to lie to you. You know this. I have no reason to lie to you. I would tell you, most lesbians are in that 0.9% or 0.1%. I would tell you that. I would be 100% honest with you. But unfortunately, me being the man that I am, I can't lie to you. Lesbians want me. Am I saying all lesbians want me? No, not all lesbians. But there are a lot. And I have been with a lot of so-called lesbians. I have been the first man that a lesbian has been with.
Well, then maybe that's what it is. Maybe you've been with, quote, so-called lesbians, end quote.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not really lesbians. Maybe they're bisexual or maybe they're confused or what have you. But I don't think a real lesbian would want to be with you, Chase. I'm sorry, but I don't believe that. I do not believe
that. How about we do this, Sugar? And I'm not even trying to be too graphic. Lesbians, period. Most lesbians aren't even lesbians because a lesbian shouldn't be attracted to men. So when I find these so-called lesbians who are attracted to studs, that just lets me know that you're faking the funk, sweetheart. You're not really a lesbian. You're faking the funk. Knock it off. You like guys. That's first off. They do not count whatsoever.
Why would you say that? Because it's a stud?
A femme who's attracted to a stud? You can't say that you're a lesbian and you're attracted to women, but you see the image of a guy. That's contradictive. That's extremely contradictive. That's not a real lesbian. A real lesbian is a stud because she's attracted to the feminine features. She wants to perform feminine actions. That's it. She doesn't want to have manly actions performed on her. So therefore, most lesbians, lipstick lesbians, aren't really lesbians. They're just caught in the phase. They just see a woman who looks like a man and they accept it because all the guys have dogged them before.
I don't agree with you on that. I'm not going
to
say that there's not a percentage out there that may be that way. I'm not going
to
say that there's a percentage out there that is not like that. But I think for the most part, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that they're with the studs, so they want to be with a man. I think it's just
okay.
who or what they're attracted
you,
to has nothing to do with that.
Sugar, I have a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
And I want you to be 100% real. Do you like women?
No. You mean as far as like a relationship? No.
Yes. Have you ever found a dainty or feminine-looking man attractive?
No.
I rest my case.
No.
So, how about we do
this? If you talk about Prince.
Oh, Prince. But Prince defined that, what's the word I'm looking for? The edge. Prince defined that that line when it's over the top and when you can just tell that he's still a man, but you know Prince is a man. So there's a difference. But that would be about the most prettiest guy that you've probably been interested in, other than me. I'm gorgeous.
I'm not interested in it. Come on. Ooh,
I'm sorry,
Lord,
not interested,
mercy.
But I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying, compared to Prince, I would be the closest that you would get to a guy just being astonishingly gorgeous, you know? Okay. So that just proves my point. Other than Prince, that's
how
really the only
prove,
guy that you
can actually
How does
that prove your point? That most lesbians are faking the funk. You know what? You think.
How about we do it? How about I ask you another way? Answer this question. How about this? You tell me that you don't like cops, right? I come around your house every single day in a police uniform. And you always, hi. And you always walk up to me, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you been? That just lets me know that you're a goddamn liar. You like cops.
Because I'm polite? That makes me a damn, okay, say if I don't like cops, you're in uniform every day and I come to speak to you and give you conversation. That doesn't mean I'm a liar. It just means that my mother raised me to be a lady at all times and to speak to people. That's what that means.
So,
I can have a conversation without being a true bitch to you just because you have on a uniform. Doesn't mean that I have to be nasty towards you. There's a lot of people who I don't care for and I don't like, who personally doesn't like me, but it would never make me lower my standards and be nasty to them. I'm not that way. My mother taught me to be extremely nice to people, even more so when they're being assholes to me.
Exactly.
Even more
so. Okay, exactly. So how about you let me finish? So would you, if you don't like cops, would you ever ask that cop on a date?
If I don't like cops, I would ever ask that cop on a date? So you're telling me just generally I just don't like cops. So if I'm going to ask your question. Okay, so if he didn't have on the uniform, I wouldn't know what he was until I got to know him. So I'm not shallow enough where I'm not going to like him because he has a uniform on. I need to get to know the person. So putting me in that position makes no sense. Now, if you ask me what I did another woman, you know, no, I wouldn't date another woman because I'm not attracted to women. So
We've
I wouldn't date another
that. That's
woman.
That's the reason why
but,
I brought up the cop situation.
But I don't believe that most women are faking the funk of being lesbians. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe it's because they're with a stud means that they're attracted to men. It's just who they're attracted to. They may be attracted to the person. I personally know someone who's not even a lesbian, and in the game that I play, which you know is Second Life, there is a stud there. And basically she's attracted to the person, not to what she sees, but to the person himself, because the girl's a really nice girl. She treats her like, you know, like a queen. So, of course, that's what she's attracted to. I think if she was outside the game, she may not even go to that distance, but I don't think it has anything to do with being faking it. I think it's just the person's personality. That's how I feel about it.
So you're saying that someone's personality can get you to date somebody that you normally wouldn't date, which is exactly what I've been saying the whole entire conversation.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Women love assholes.
No, you don't rest your case.
Nothing I can do about it.
We do not love assholes. Oh, my God. All right, everybody.
Sugar,
you
just said the same exact thing
I've
been saying since the beginning of the conversation. Women love assholes.
I'm going to take a quick break. We have two callers. Callers, please don't hang up. I, I'm, I know that you're there. I'm not ignoring you, but I'm going to take a quick break because I need some water and I need to punch a hole into something because this boy makes my blood boil. I love him to death,
need some water
but he makes
because
my
you're
blood boil. Go to hell, Chase. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
Ladies, I guarantee you we'll be back. Keep waiting for me.
Everybody, I am back. This is your hostess, Sugarlicious Me. I hope everybody's enjoying the show. We have Chase McKnight on the show tonight. Those who you remember have been longtime listeners of mine. Remember when Chase was basically when I had, I think, and I kid you not, I think I had about 50 IMs at one point, and then also I had emails telling me to they wanted to tar and feather his ass because he is such an arrogant asshole. He truly, truly is. I'm going to bring him back. I also got two callers on the line. I have one that's been on the line for a long, long time, so I'm going to answer her first, and I'm going to go to the next caller. But before I do that, we're going to bring Mr. McKnight, Chase, back on. And for those three people who IM me and ask me for his Facebook, I don't think so. I would prefer not to have him have to do that again with his Facebook because last time he had so many people that was in his Facebook up, it was unreal. So I'm going to bring him back.
Yes.
Chase.
The gorgeous
yes.
God
I have two callers. I'm going to bring one of them because she's been on for a minute. So I'm going to bring her on for a while, he or she on first. I'm assuming it's a female because I'm sure guys are looking at you like, yeah, go ahead. Let them know. Yeah, yeah. And girls are like, oh, my God, no. So I'm going to bring her on first. One moment. Caller, you are on the Sugarlicious Me show. Who am I speaking with? Caller? Caller? Okay, she must have gotten scared. Caller? Okay, so let's go back to the next one. Caller?
Hey, sis.
Hey.
Hey.
You explain to them who you are and then yeah, go ahead.
Hi everyone, it's Danai calling in. I missed half the show, so like what's going on?
Well, Chase has been
Hi.
Telling us God's gifts to women. Chase?
I am.
This is Danai. Danai is
Hi, Danai.
Oh, he is God's gift to women. What makes him think that he is God's gift to women?
Danai, I have charm, sex appeal. I'm a man, 100%. Money, power, intelligence,
okay.
Beauty, personality to die for. I mean, what more can you ask for? Isn't that what every woman asks for?
I mean, okay, so if that's the case, then every man should be going around saying that they're man's gift to women. Everybody should be saying that. Females should be saying that we are man's gift to man. I'm just saying. Right?
Well, I mean, not unless you're me. There's a difference.
Not like
I was
not,
actually,
I mean, we not unless
like
you're not unless that they're you, but what makes you so different from everybody else that says it?
What makes me different?
Yeah.
See, Danai, have you seen me?
Because I can say that. I mean, have you seen me?
I haven't seen you.
I haven't seen you
if
either.
If I saw you, we would have already been together, so it doesn't matter.
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, Shanae. How about we do this, sweetheart?
Okay.
How about we go on a date? And if I charm you, you let me have you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm actually engaged.
She's gonna say no on air, but I guarantee you.
Even if we wasn't on air, your answer would have still been no. First of all, your attitude and your personality is a turnoff. I understand that you feel like you're a man, you're God's gift to woman, or whatever the hell whatever you're thinking at the moment that you are, it's a turnoff. It's not even not even a tad bit. And if anybody who even gives that, I called in to talk to my sister. I don't even know what the show is about.
You haven't even
talked
to her.
The arrogant one. I just asked, sugar, when I called in, did I not say what is the show about?
I understand. You just wanted me to talk to you.
Yeah. No, you just want to feel special. It's okay. Okay, I'm going to give you your 5 minutes of fame. Hi, Chase. I'm Sinai. Where are you from?
From this place called Heaven on Earth.
Really? What's it like up there?
I'm there, so it's just amazing.
Really? Can you take pictures? We would love to see. I would love
to take plenty. Well, therefore, hold on.
I mean,
that means we would have to have contact with one another. That means we would have to have contact with one another.
I can give you my Facebook. My name is Sinai Fratello, the illest mode. I mean, if you need an email address, I can pass you that too. I would love to see what heaven looks like.
Sugar.
No,
I rest my case. I got all her information. I can get all her information just like that. Because she wants to see what heaven looks like. Can you blame her, though?
No, you say you're from heaven. But you said that you're from heaven.
She said she was engaged. And she wants to see
what
heaven
looks
like. I can't blame you, Sinai. I can't blame you. I would want to see what heaven looks like if I wasn't there as well.
God. You scared one of my callers. She wouldn't even say anything. I don't know what happened to her. He or she. Maybe it was a male. I don't know.
It was probably a male calling in to root me on. And then he found out that it's just kind of hard to step in the shadow of Chase. So I can understand.
I'm sorry?
What shadow? What are you talking about?
I'm sorry?
I'm lost.
What shadow?
What shadow?
I didn't hear you.
You
said it was probably a male, and I said if it was a male, I can understand why he didn't say anything, because it's hard to even stand in the shadow of Chase. I understand.
I have a question. Are you saying this because you want to feel important? Are you saying this because your self-esteem, you're trying to build your self-esteem at the current moment, or you're trying to make yourself feel better about yourself?
Shania.
Sinai.
No.
It's not Sinai. It's Sinai. Thanks.
Well,
appreciate it.
Your name doesn't matter because I'm not going to think of you after this
call. My name does matter because for you to talk to me, you have to say my name. So.
Okay, so I'll stop talking.
I'm sorry.
So,
okay, that's fine. Sugar, can you tell Chase the question that I asked? I would love for Chase to answer my question. If you feel as if you're God's gift to man, I mean, it sounds to me that your self-esteem is so shot that you're
God
saying this
women.
To make yourself feel better. No, you're not, hon. You're not.
Women.
You're not.
There's a difference.
No,
you said man. I'm not interested in a man.
Whatever floats your boat, whatever God's gift you think you are, I give you five thumbs up.
I've got another caller. Let's see who this is. Caller, you are with Sugar Delicious, me, Chase, and Sinai. Are you there, caller? Hello? Hello? That is so weird. That's the second time.
You probably have a Boost Mobile. What do you expect? I'm going to tell you like this, Sugar.
And
I'm pretty sure that you can definitely vouch for me. I have no self-esteem issues whatsoever. If anything, I'm probably overconfident. That would be my only downfall if there was a flaw with me. other than that, like I said, I wake up in the morning, even if it's raining, the clouds move, the rain stops, and the sun shines directly.
Okay. It sounds like somebody's been playing Second Life a little bit too much.
I don't play
he doesn't
Second
play
Life.
Second
are,
Life.
My first life is amazing.
Sounds like it.
No. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, my first life
trying
is
to give
so
him
amazing,
long and he won't come
but
on.
I don't have time for my Second Life.
Really? But you
I've
had time for this conversation.
Come on Second Life.
Of course. I always have time for Sugar. She's a really close friend.
You always got time.
You always got time for what?
I've always got time for Sugar. She's a close friend of mine. So she asked me to be on here so I can bless the women that listen.
Oh,
so I decided to come back on.
Ask you to be on so you
women.
Can bless these women. I never said that. I said, come
no,
on,
you didn't
arrogant
say that.
Ass.
You didn't say that.
So you can,
you
give, me
that.
A, so you can give me a good
so,
show with your mean ass.
Sugar says, can you ask Chase what blessing is he giving the woman? Like, what are we supposed to be blessed about? What advice is Chase giving to the woman of SL for us to be like, oh, my God, Chase is like the bomb.com?
How about we do this? I'm going to answer your question.
I'm listening.
I am what you would want your man to be. You already have a fiancé. That's great. Everything you like about your fiancé,
do you really think,
I am
do you really
want
her
that.
Man to be like that? Did you really think she wants her man to be arrogant like that? Come on, Chase.
I'm pretty sure she wants her man to be confident.
No, I'm
pretty
sorry.
Sure she wants
I'm going
to
I'm gonna have to, at this current moment, Chase, I'm going to have to let you down. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm really good on that. I would never want an arrogant. I don't even know what else to say behind arrogant. To
so
me,
like
it seems
successful?
If you're...
That's
you don't like
sorry.
A successful man?
He's arrogant.
You don't like a
he
successful
is.
Man?
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
You don't like a successful man?
Of course, of course.
Okay,
there's
you don't
nothing
like
wrong
a
with a successful man.
So you don't like a handsome man?
Of course. There's nothing
like
wrong
a,
with a successful
like a
and handsome
man.
Man.
You don't like a man who has everything he wants and has all of his goals set?
At the current moment, at the current moment, I can say that for myself. I can say that for myself, but I'm not over cocky or over arrogant or over whatever the hell you call yourself. I don't think that I'm God's gift to man or woman or whatever the hell it is you're saying. I think I see myself as an individual. I feel as if whoever has me in their life is lucky, but I'm not going to say, oh, you're so lucky, you're blessed, you should be kissing my toes, you should be, yeah, no, that's not attractive.
You want
to
know the difference
sorry.
Between me and you? Here's the difference between
no,
me and
you. No, there's no difference. You have a dick,
here's
I have a penis.
Me
I mean, you have a penis,
here's
I have a vagina. That's the difference.
You have a penis, that's great. This
no.
is the difference between me and you. The reason
oh
why, and I'm gonna be 100% honest. I understand tonight you're nervous. You've never talked to a man like me before. So as of right now, you're stuck in a maze.
No,
so this is the difference between me and you.
Not at all, because I wouldn't have called in. So no. I'm
let
sorry.
Let me explain the difference between me and you. The difference between you and I is that you are
mm-hmm.
how you said you feel that whoever gets you is lucky. That one individual. Me, I feel that I belong to everyone. Every woman on earth should have me because I'm that amazing. So that's the difference between
go.
Me and you. You're selfish. You're a selfish individual. I'm not.
I'm
I give
selfish
everyone
because
me.
I only want one person. That really?
How is that
selfish? Oh, no, no,
how
no.
Is
you know what?
About?
I'm gonna stay selfish because there are certain things in the streets called AIDS, STD, chlamydia.
Right.
There's all types of other diseases out there that I'm so selfish about getting. So with that being said, yes, I will be one selfish ass person. That's perfectly
not,
fine. I'll take that.
I'm going to answer your question with this.
I didn't ask a question.
Yes, you did. I'm going to
you
answer
said
your
I'm
question.
I'm selfish. I answered your question.
No, I never said I wasn't a question. I.
You
it's a fact that you're selfish.
Selfish.
It's a fact. It's not a question. That's not a question.
Okay.
I'm
going to
answer
all
your
right.
question with this. You asked me. Why do I feel that I am God's gift to women? Because when I see women
uh-huh.
post, when I see women post on their Facebooks, on their Twitter, and everything that they want in a man, it's always, always, I repeat, 100%.
It relates back to you.
Relates back to me.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
I
knew you were going to say that. Why would you have to go to Facebook? Why would you have to go to Facebook to see what female wants? If you are God's gift of woman, you should already know what a female wants.
I already know what female wants.
So the fact that you're saying that, no, you just said that. You had to go to Facebook and Twitter and to look at what you see what these females are saying, what they want. So if you are God's gift of woman, this is something that you should already know.
He's honestly, he thinks he's
gay. I never said I have to.
You kind of did.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing. No. He's not getting to me. Trust me. No, I just got a fork now. Not even a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with being confident or whatever and being overconfident and being arrogant or being what you are. But, I mean, you got to be able to, I mean, twerk it a little bit. Like, right now, you're sounded hella stupid. I'm sorry. Like, if I'm going to pop your bubble or whatever it is, you're sounding hella stupid. Because for the fact that you're like, oh, you're from heaven and somebody got to fit in your shoes, trust me, there's somebody out there that can do 100 times better than you. So stop it.
How
about
you?
Not attractive.
When you find them, bring them to the show.
The guy that I'm engaged to, that's 100 times better. So why should I come
even
to the show?
I'm not even going
to
down talk.
I don't need to know you to compare it.
I'm not going
to
down talk. I'm not going to down talk to the gentleman because I don't know him.
You guys
but I can almost guarantee
you
that he's not half the man.
I'm listening. I'm sorry. Can you say it again?
I said I'm not going to down talk your fiance, whatever he is, because I don't know him. But as far as what I know, if you knew me, you would tell your husband to be more like me. How about that?
Okay. If that's what helps you sleep at night, high five.
That doesn't help me sleep at night. That's what's going to help every other man sleep at night.
That's what's going to help everyone else sleep at night. I'm sorry. Why should another man be worried about... Not to be rude or whatever, but why should another man be worried about you? At this moment, you're irrelevant to a lot of other males.
I never said I was relevant to other males.
You're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not contradicting myself. Not once have I said that any other man is worried about me.
Oh,
I said that all women are worried about me, including you. I've gotten plenty of your time already.
Let me explain to you what kind of woman you are.
You're the woman that's going to sit there. I'm going to
tell
you. You're the woman that's going to sit there. You're the woman that's going to tell me how I'm not this and how I'm not that. And then by the end of the conversation, I'm going to get under your skin so much that you're going to take advantage of me and you're going to take me into probably a public restroom or a car, make love to me like crazy, and go home to your husband and say, why aren't you passionate enough? That's what you are, sweetheart.
I'm sorry,
that
was like the funniest shit of the night. I'm sorry. If that's going to help you sleep at night, high five. And I'm going to say this, like nobody on Esther or nobody that I don't even know, real or whatever it is, has ever gotten under my skin. You're not that important in my life to get under my skin. Just speak it out your mouth. Why should I be mad at your words when to me you're an irrelevant prick? So why should I be mad? Why should I even let you get under my skin? What's the purpose?
I'm getting under your skin because you've said that about 17 times. That's how I know you're getting under my skin. Not once have I said you've gotten under my skin.
I'm still laughing.
I'm not getting under your skin.
I'm still smiling. So
you're laughing and smiling.
What have I said about 17 times?
No, you're trying to.
I'm going to tell you what it is, hon. I'm going to tell you what it is. You're trying to make it seem as if you're making the other person mad. Now, with you even saying that, the other person's going to get even more mad because you're thinking that you're getting them mad. That's reverse psychology. It's not going to work, hon, because you're really
never
not getting
I said I was trying
that.
To do reverse psychology.
Okay.
Let me break you down
fun.
Really quick. Let's go ahead and break you down.
You're going to let me down.
All of these giggles and the
laughs. Let me say something. Hold on. The laugh is uncomfortable.
Hey, it is uncomfortable.
You're not even listening to talk.
Wait a minute.
You're mad.
Wait a minute. Like I said, that's why I don't argue with you, because I know what you're doing. I know you. That's why I don't even argue with you. That's why I let you play. Because I'm not. I know you. That's
Sugar,
why
you
I know
doing,
you
Claire?
Love that. You love this kind of shit. I know you
I
love it.
It.
That's why I ignore you. I ignore you.
I get all of the attention I want from her. And then by the end of the night, I'll have her cooking me dinner.
I'm going to tell you why you're having my... No. I'm going to tell you why you're having my attention at the current moment. At the current moment,
then
I'm driving
home.
So with me driving home from work, I have nothing else to do. So I said, let me call in my sister's show and see what the buzz is about. And then I called in, and I was extremely let down because I thought this conversation would have been more spicy.
How about we kill this off like this?
You're
on the
saying,
phone
like,
driving. I can tell you 10 things that
oh
you can be doing that's more important than being on the phone. Concentrating
okay,
on driving. You can
okay.
be concentrating on driving, which will probably save your life. But no, you
I
gotta
mean,
put your life in jeopardy to talk to me.
And I have a Bluetooth
I am that amazing.
Car.
Thank you.
So tell me what
it.
Else. I just shot you down. I have a Bluetooth and I have my seatbelt on. So tell me what else is wrong.
What
I'm
does
listening.
The Bluetooth have to do with anything? What does
you
the Bluetooth have to do with anything?
You said I'm not paying attention to the road, and I can perfectly see the white and yellow lines that's on the road. The street is black. So what else?
You don't have to worry about the white
and yellow
lines.
You said you're trying
to
let me down.
You
said you're trying to let me down. You're not working. It's not working.
You're not
Come
worried
on,
about
again.
The light, sweetheart.
Come again. Try again. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to let you try again. To even try and let me down, because this conversation, I'm trying to make it sound a little bit spicier, but you're letting me down, dude. Come on. Try harder.
I'm not letting you down. I'm giving you everything you want. That's why you're still on the phone with me.
You're giving me,
Thank you, your
attention. You're keeping me company while I drive home. So at the current moment, I would like for you to even try again to try and let me down. As I sit here and I listen, and you're literally, you are sucking at this. Like, you're supposed to be God's mm-hmm. gift to man, and you can't mm-hmm. even give me a spicy conversation.
Not men.
Come on.
It's God's gift
yeah,
to
woman,
God's
whatever the hell it is. You're not even giving me a spicy conversation. Come on, Chase. You can do so much
this?
Better than this. God, you're letting
this?
God down.
Okay, you know
I'm
what?
You
I'm losing my show.
Hold on.
I'm going to put you both
you
on hold.
No, no, no. Hold on.
You
fall for out of control. This is how we're going to pull this off really quick.
You're
both
out of control. I'm putting you on hold.
Sugar, I'm going to ask you a quick question, because I need you to answer this question.
What the fucking fuck? Shit! My God. I mean, seriously. Those of you who are listening, I know are probably, I got the guys on one side saying, get her, and I got the girls on one side saying, let him have it. But, geez, I mean, I want to have a decent talk show without everybody going over each other's head. We just need to sit and talk. So I'm going to put them back on, and let's see if they can actually communicate without him saying that he's God's gift and without her saying, no, you're not. I want to have a conversation. That's what I want to have. So I'm going to bring them back. I'm going to bring them back, and we're going to have a conversation. As long as he doesn't think that he's God's gift, I'm sure we'll have a conversation.
Sugar, I'm going to ask you one question and one question only.
Okay.
And then
go ahead and ask me one question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me ask you two questions. Question number one.
The reason
why I'm on this call is because it was by request. That's one, correct?
That's true.
Number two.
Yes.
Number two. Mm-hmm. If we want to be 100% honest, she's been cutting me off the whole entire time trying to prove me that she's not uncomfortable by giggling every 5 seconds. She's been stumbling
mm-hmm.
on her words. She's already gave. She already said she would give me her Facebook and her email address,
mm-hmm.
Which lets me know she's interested in what I look like. She's interested in getting to know Chase McKnight. Am I right or wrong?
Oh my God!
Point proven. Your Honor, arrest my case.
Okay.
Let me tell you how childish you're sounding right now at the current moment. For one, you're explaining yourself. You're a grown adult. Act like it. Why should you explain yourself? Oh, she's giggling. She's doing that. Okay, if you're God's gift to whoever the hell you think you're God's gift to, you should already know these. You should have to explain yourself. You came back off mute, and you were like, well, let me explain to you and tell you, no, that's not cute. That's not cute at all. Get your life.
Are you done?
No. Yes, I'm
finished. Let me go ahead and explain to you the reason why I explained the whole situation.
See, you're explaining again. You're explaining again. You're explaining again, Chase.
I'm
you're explaining
you
again.
Even if you stop cutting me off, because you want to try to prove that you're so right.
You know what?
You're
being
dishonest.
Nah, you said he missed you, girl.
All right,
I'm going to let him speak.
This is the difference between me and you, sweetheart. This is the difference between me and you, sweetheart.
The difference between me and you is
the reason why I have to explain is because, like I said at the beginning of the conversation that you and I have, you probably forgot, I'm one for the people. So the people who are listening who are kind of slow, I want them to understand what's going on. That's the reason why. Plus, nine times out of ten.
You are one for the people. Okay.
Plus, nine times out of ten, they can't hear me because you keep cutting me off. Because you're too busy trying to prove that you're right.
I don't need to prove something that's so clear. Why should I have to prove something that's so clear, hon? I don't understand.
Because this whole entire conversation has been about you proving me that I'm incorrect. If you felt that I was incorrect, you
wouldn't
be worried
about it. This whole conversation
is
about me letting you know that you're an asshole, basically.
That's what this conversation is about.
It's not about me proving.
But I've
everybody's going to have to know. At the end of the day, honey, everybody's going to have an opinion about themselves. You feel as if you're God's gift to whoever the hell you think you are, you're God's gift to, that's fine. I'm not going to knock you for that. But I'm letting you know that it's not cute. That's all.
But I've been an asshole. I've been said at the beginning of the conversation I was an asshole. So the only thing you're doing is proving my point even more.
So you've been agreeing with everything I said. You said that you're God's gift. I said that you're lying. You said that you're handsome. I said that I don't think so. You said you have high self-esteem. I said I think that you're lying also. I called your fib. Your self-esteem is so low, it makes no sense. You come on the radio and you say that you're this and you're whatever. You're trying to make yourself sound so awesome to other females.
I am
awesome. Everybody's like, well, who is Chase? Nobody cares, hon.
Including you. If that's going to help you sleep tonight, hon,
high five. Go to bed with a smile
on
your face.
I'm sorry that I'm getting under your skin.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint you
but
again,
But I usually
Chase.
Get
it's
other people's
working.
Skin anyway.
It's not working.
Oh, excuse me. In women's skin.
It's really not working. I guess I don't know. I don't even know
what
to say.
Oh, you like the conversation? I'm pretty sure you do.
I don't even know what to say.
You can go ahead. Hold on. How about we do this? The world is listening.
Okay.
You just
the world
said
is listening.
I like the
Hi,
conversation. I'm pretty sure you do like the conversation. Most women love conversation with me. How about we do
why
this?
Why is that, Chase? Okay, let's talk about Chase for a minute. Hold on. We're going to talk about Chase.
Because the conversation's always about me.
Okay.
How could you not love that conversation?
Okay,
you two, we've got 2 minutes and 3, actually 1 second. Hello, Chase.
How about we just, how about we end it with this?
We got less
Let me tell you the
minutes.
Reason why everything that you're saying doesn't make sense. Just let me say this real quick.
Chase.
Let me tell you the main reason why everything that you're saying doesn't make sense.
Okay, Chase, we're listening.
Two very, 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 and I guarantee you everyone on the call is going to say the same exact thing. You don't know who I am and you've never seen me before. So it's impossible for you to pass judgment on someone you don't know and you've never seen. Point proven.
Wait, hold. Where did I judge you, hon? Where did I judge you? I said that your conversations are brutal. It's recorded. What you're saying is okay.
You said that I don't look.
What you're saying sounds retarded as hell. You are not God's gift.
Hold on. Okay, my show is over in less than 1 minute, but I'm going to allow these two to keep going at it back and forth. So once this show is off, basically, you will be able to listen to the archives and listen to the whole, I couldn't make this shit up, people. This is. Anyway, everybody, I love you. Thank you for listening. I'm going to allow these two to go ahead and just keep at it from each other because I'm going to just sit back and just eat my popcorn because I love them both. Love you, Chase. Love you, Sanaya. I'm going to let them come back, and I'm going to let them go ahead and finish their little debate.
No, that was funny.
Go for it.
But Chase,
yes,
I need to know, Chase. Like, what else?
Yes.
What else is so fascinating about Chase? Let us know. Let us know. Since I'm talking over you, let's get to know Chase. Who is Chase?
Okay, let's get to know Chase. What can I say? It started off with a wonderful mother who gave me birth. And similar to...
No, we're really not asking that deeper background. We just want to know why Chase...
No, trust me.
I'm not trying to be a smart ass.
You have to know this.
This is not a date, Chase. Just tell me what makes Chase important.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, but you keep cutting me off.
But you just went to a lifetime of Chase.
If you allow me to speak. I was born to a wonderful mother.
I'm sure your mother is wonderful.
And I was born at night. But what happened
was
my birth was so amazing that the sun actually came early. It came at 3 a.m. because I was that amazing.
Oh, my God.
To grace itself upon me.
God, stop it. You're kidding. I was born at 6.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God. The difference is beautiful. Come on. Keep going. Let's listen. Let's relearn.
And what happened was... when the sun came at 3 a.m. in the morning, they said, oh, my gosh.
3 a.m.? You're lying because it never came. The sun never comes out at 3 o'clock in the morning. Chase, wake up. Drink the coffee. 6 o'clock. Come on. If you said 6 o'clock, I wouldn't believe you. If you had said 6 o'clock, I wouldn't believe you. You're lying. You're lying.
That's my point.
You're losing me. You're losing me.
In another state, but it was 6 a.m. where he was.
How about you?
Okay, all right. Well, keep going. Okay. The sun came out at 3 o'clock. That's the last thing I remember. The sun came out at 3 o'clock.
So the sun came out at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it shined ever so brightly on me. The reason why it shined ever so brightly on me is because...
You should write a book. You really should write a book. This sounds like a bedtime story. Like, you're killing me here. But keep going. Keep going. I'm trying to stay up, Chase. But keep going.
So the sun shined on me
Look,
at 3 a.m.
You said the sun shined on you like 5 times. God damn
you
it.
Keep cutting me off.
That stage.
It's impossible
to
continue
a
story.
Okay, the sun shined on you. Okay, we know it was a boy. The doctor popped your butt. Yeah, you cried. Okay. You did all this for 18 years or whatever. What happened after you hit 18? What happened?
What happened to Kate? Well, see. You're not allowing me to speak. That's your problem. You're too busy.
You're boring me. You're boring me here with your bedtime story. Wake me up, Chase.
I know for a fact I'm not boring no one, including you. That's the reason why you're still on the phone. So like I was saying.
I'm trying to learn who Chase is, and you're killing me. This is a turnover already.
The sun was shining on me. And my mother looked at me, and my mother said,
oh, goodness. Let me know when you get to the good part. Anyway, Chase, how was your day, sis?
You're just making yourself look ignorant, sweetheart.
Did you just call me ignorant? Did you really just use the I word? You must not know who I am.
Anytime you're cutting someone off while they're speaking, that is ignorance.
Oh, I'm super ignorant. You're arrogant? I'm very ignorant. I think we had something in common.
I'm extremely arrogant. But I've been said I
and
was
I'm extremely ignorant.
Arrogant.
So, are you hurt?
No, not at all.
Okay, but here's what I'll say. No name calling.
That I'm getting under your skin because you're acting. The more you speak, the more ignorant you are. I think that you're really trying.
I think that he's really trying to make himself think that he's getting under my skin. And the fact that you're calling me a name, it just shows that I'm getting more under your skin because you're getting more mad. Look at you. You're mad.
I'm not mad.
Come on, Chase.
I'm not angry.
It's okay.
I don't know you.
It's okay.
I've never seen you before in my life.
And I don't know you either. So I'm trying to see what makes Chase so
How are you
going to
try to see that if you keep cutting me off?
But your story is killing me, Chase. Come on. Your life got to get extremely important at one point in life. Come on. Get better in that. Now, on three, we're gonna try this again. On three. 1, 2, 3, go.
I think I lost him.
Did you really think that a woman can tell me what to do?
I know what you can't tell me what to do.
Wait, one, two, three, go. Like, the fact that you even responded back, it just showed that I got under your skin. That's so sexy.
You
Hi.
Haven't gotten
Hi, Chase. I'm not getting under your skin. I'm Sinai. I'm the
not
most ignorant person you have probably met today.
You two will not allow each other to speak, which is not
good. I've allowed her to speak, sugar.
And you,
I've allowed her to speak,
sugar. You will not allow each other to speak. Why is that?
I've allowed her
to speak.
I've allowed her to speak, and you can't say that
okay,
I haven't.
Okay, Chase.
Because I have allowed her to speak, sugar. You're just being biased because that's your sister, and you're trying to defend her.
No, I'm not trying to defend her.
You called her ignorant.
She doesn't need to defend me. I'm a grown female. I'm a grown woman.
Okay.
That's what I am. I don't need another female to defend me. It shows how much I just got under your skin. That's it. At the end of the day, you're mad. It's okay because you have met the most ignorant person you've met today. You are not God's gift to woman. Your self-esteem is so low, it makes no sense.
I've
been sitting here listening to you. I really don't care, hon. I don't.
You're not the most ignorant person.
I don't care.
I've
okay.
met way more ignorant
care.
People
you're
than you.
You're
and
explaining
I end up
yourself.
Them
you're
too.
Okay, you know what? I'm
talking to me. You're
I'm
telling me your life story. I'm
now,
important.
Now it's no longer become a talk show. It's become a battle. So
yeah,
I'm,
she's too busy
so
trying to prove me wrong.
No,
we're gonna
it's
wave,
not a battle.
We're
going to
wave goodbye.
Really
we're going to wave goodbye to our listeners.
It was nice meeting you, Chase. It really was. I hope I get to see hear from you again on the show.
Sugar.
I hope I get to hear you again.
Yeah,
we should do this again.
I guarantee you. I want you to take a poll on who they thought sounded the most ignorant, and I guarantee you, I would definitely.
I'm not
gonna not
take a poll on
position.
That shit.
I'm just
I'm
letting
not
you
know. Take a poll on that. Are you? I'm not going to waste my time taking a poll on that. You know I'm not.
Okay.
Come on now.
How about this, sis? How about this, sugar? How about this? How about we do this? You take a poll.
Oh, God.
Who sound like who got under whose skin?
Look, son. You're doing too much. You're doing too much in the current moment. Like, why should there be a poll? Why do there need to be a poll? If you're God's gift, you should know. Okay, you won this conversation. Okay,
I know I won this conversation.
So why do you need a poll to verify? Why do you need a poll to verify? What are you trying to verify?
Your self-esteem is low.
It's okay. My point is proven. At the end of the day, it was nice meeting you, though. It was nice talking to you.
I can't say the same because I didn't sleep with you yet.
Because you're
mad.
Oh, my God.
Notice
how I said,
I love you,
yes.
sis, but I'm going to drive home because, this, like, he just put me to sleep with his bedtime story. Like, now I have to put my windows
my
down. Bye, Chase. Bye,
everyone. Bye.
Bye,
Chase.
Love you.
Love you as well.
Love you. My sister ripped your ass.
She didn't do anything. Only thing she did was prove exactly what I said women always do. Try to prove me wrong, and then at the end of the day, they still want to find out who I am. Still asking me what's my Facebook, still asking me what's my email address, because they want to know, why am I God's gift to women? That was her whole question. But
well,
the problem she had was
she
was too busy
being sarcastic
trying to prove that I
wasn't. When she asked for your information, I think she was being sarcastic. I don't think she was.
No,
she really
she
wanted
wasn't
it.
Being sarcastic. You're just saying that because that's
I
your sister and you're trying to defend her little raggedy
no,
ass.
No, that's not true.
Right
that's not true. When have I – now, you know that's not true. Why would you think that I was trying to – she stands on her own.
Why would I
she
think?
Don't need me to –
Why would
yeah.
I think that you were trying
to
defend your sister?
To protect her.
Let me give you two reasons why. Because the whole entire conversation that you and I were having, she was cutting me off and you told me I wasn't allowing her to talk. That's one. Two – let's be 100% real about it. If there wasn't any type of interest, she said that she listened, she caught half of the show, which means that she caught the show where I was the most arrogant and decided to call in and say she didn't know what the show was about. But not once did you tell her, hey.
She said she was driving home. She knew. How did she know?
How did she know?
She said she was driving home. I have my show every Monday. So she said, I'm driving home, and I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to call in to see what the show is about. She's driving home on her phone, so of course she made the phone call because she has the number. She didn't know what the show was about. She didn't.
Really?
She really,
really
did not know.
You didn't tell anybody that was going to be on the show today?
Yeah, I did tell everybody she was going to be on the show today, but
exactly.
She said she was
point
driving
proven.
Home.
Point
oh, my God,
hold on, hold on.
Case,
hold
no,
on. This is your sister, though, correct?
No, you were
I'm
on.
Just
going to
ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
This is your sister,
go
correct,
ahead.
Sugar?
Yes.
This is your sister, correct? So I'm pretty sure you,
yes.
if you have fans, I'm pretty sure you told your sister who was going to be on your show on a certain day, correct?
No, I didn't tell her. As a matter of fact, I didn't tell anybody who was going to be on the show until today.
So now
I
you're contradicting
did
yourself?
Not. How am I contradicting myself? How?
Because you just said you did tell everybody I was going to be on the show today.
No, I told everybody. Yes, when I broadcast it on Facebook, you, Chase, you know better than trying to trip me up. You
I'm
know
just
better.
Saying,
I will
I'm just
bust
saying,
your
sugar,
ass, whole bit.
Sugar, you know what I do
no,
for
no,
a living.
No, no, sugar, no sugar.
You know what
you
I
know
do
better.
For a living. All I'm saying is
I know what
a lot
you
of
do
stuff
for
that you're
a
saying
living.
That's contradicted. It's contradicted.
God.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
But I'm glad
all
I got
right.
under
let
your
me,
sister's
okay,
skin.
No. Okay. I don't think you, well, I don't think you did.
You don't think I did? Really?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a
maybe
little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
She was huffing and puffing and. But I didn't get under your skin? Sugar, you delight me. This is why I love you. This is why I love you. You delight me. She was cutting
How
me off.
How do I delight you?
She's upset.
How do I delight
was,
you? How?
She was, I'm going to tell you why. You try to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Politically correct on certain individuals. I noticed that. People who you feel that you have to try to protect, you try to be politically correct with. People that you just don't care or people that you know that have tough skin like me, you tell it like it is. But I can see that you're trying to protect your little sister, and I understand that. I respect that 100%. But you and I and the rest of the callers know, and as well as your listeners, know that I've gotten under her skin to the point where she's going to talk to you later and be like, oh, I hate him so much. Give me his Facebook so I can go after him. I have to talk so much madness to him. Oh, I hate him. Oh, God, I can't stand Chase. Well, you're going to hear about me for the next couple of days, last weeks, last months, maybe even a year. And she's going to be with her husband or her fiancé or whatever you want to call it. And she's going to think back, oh, God. Then she's going to talk to her. Oh, this guy named Chase, he was so self-esteem. Oh, God, I hate him so much. Oh, God, I hate him so much. And he's going to be like, yo, you keep talking about this Chase. Could you shut up? And she's going to be like, I'm not still talking about him. Why are you so upset? You're so jealous. Just letting you know, I go through this all the time. Your sister, she's your sister.
I think, no.
Your
I think the
statistic.
Thing is that when you, my sister's what?
A statistic.
No,
she would be
I
a
think
Chase
there is Chase.
If she see me, she
I
would
think,
be a Chase statistic.
I think what it is, with you is that I don't think, I know it's not your self-esteem because I know you personally. People who listen don't know you. So, of course, they think that, okay, he has more self-esteem. That's why he likes it. I know you. I know how you are, the whole shebang. But I also know that you can be an asshole and you
that.
Thrive on that. Yeah, I know you did, but you thrive on that. You thrive on getting under people's skin. And what
I'd like
to know, which is something I've never asked, why do you like to get up under people's skin? What's the purpose of that? What makes you like to do that? What makes you go after people and get up under their skin? Why do you do that?
There's two different type of people. There's the people who accept the fact that I'm God's gift to women, and they understand and they appreciate the fact that I am a miracle that's walking as of right now, especially the women. So there's those people. Then there's the people who try their hardest to what I'm looking for, to debunk the myth. Kind of like LeBron James haters/fans. There's plenty of fans that will say LeBron James is the greatest ever. Then you have a whole bunch of people, which are usually Kobe Bryant fans, who will say, oh, no, he's not. He's overrated. But in actual reality, there's always fact. There's always going to be fact that's going to push LeBron James. If you go for fact versus fact versus fact, there's no possible way that you can deny fact. Now, they're going to tell you, oh, well, he has five championships. Yeah, he has five championships, but let's be honest with it. three of those championships was based off of having a superstar, another superstar that was with you. So you can't say that LeBron James isn't more credible because he doesn't have the same amount of rings. Now, my point of saying that is that you're going to have one or two things. You're going to have the people who accept me as God's gift or the people who don't accept me as God's gift. The people who don't accept me as God's gift, they always do the same exact thing. They try to come up with an analogy or analysis or whatever have you to prove it, and they're always incorrect, always. If they would just understand that I am God's gift or I see myself as God's gift, then most of the conversation would just go. I like to get
maybe,
under their
maybe
skin.
Maybe that's
most...
what you should say, that you see yourself as God's gift, not that you God's gift. Maybe
I
you
am.
Should say
I
that.
Am.
No,
I am.
You're not, Chase. No, I
yes,
don't
I
give a shit how much you think you are. You are not.
I'm God's gift to women.
You're not. How are you God's
Sugar.
Gift? You tell me how.
Sugar, how many times have we sat and had lunch and the sun is only shining on me? How many times have we been in an actual
Chase.
Room? And the sunlight goes through the window and shines directly on me. And women look at me in awe and in amazement. That's what it is, sugar. I'm God's gift. I accept it. You should accept it. Your sister should accept it. But
I'm not going to accept
the reason why I get under their skin
because
the most.
I know you're not.
The reason why I get
not.
Under their skin the most and why I love getting under people's skin is because if I was a non-factor, there would be no possible way that I can get under your skin. You wouldn't care. So if I was a non-factor, if I was not important as I say I am, then you would my whole conversation would be irrelevant. You wouldn't care. You wouldn't take any energy into proving that I'm not God's gift. Like you. You don't think I'm God's gift, so it doesn't bother you that much. Doesn't bother you when I say I am. You laugh it off because you don't argue with me because you're just like, all right, whatever. Because to you, I'm not God's gift. But to everyone else, I am. To everyone
what do you
else,
mean to
I
everyone
am.
Else? Oh,
it's
my God.
It's the 99.9. Your sister is a 99.9. I hate to say it, but she is.
No.
Even with the fiancé and all.
I don't agree with you on that. I don't think she thinks you're God's gift. Now, did you get under her skin a little bit? Maybe a little bit, yeah. You got up under her skin because she was
a
little
bit.
But as far as her thinking that you're God's gift, no. I don't think. You know, I had a lot of people who didn't even want to call in because you were pissing them off. You know, you're pissing them off. Because you're arrogant.
If I'm a non-factor, why would I piss you off?
Because you're a dick. That's why.
But I've been saying
because
that.
I think sometimes people, when you talk, I think people get so pissed off at you because you do have that arrogance about you. You do have that fuck you about you. I don't get pissed off at you because I know you. I know who, you know, I know how you are. I know this is you. And I've accepted this being you. I've accepted this being you, and that's the reason why I guess I don't get all pissed off or get
that,
all, you know,
and
I don't.
You're a mature woman. That's the reason why. You're a mature woman who is comfortable in your own skin, and you accept the fact that I see myself as God's gift. Whether you believe it or not, you accept the fact that I see myself as God's gift. And it takes a lot. It takes the actual person who's actually confident to understand that and respect that. That's the reason why. Usually when people get upset, it's because they're not happy with their lives. They're not happy at the life that they're living. They're upset because they're like, oh, he should be more humbled. Why should I be humble when God gave me all of his beauty and all of his talent and all of his money and all of these women?
I don't think that Sanaa is unhappy with her life. I think on the contrary, she's very, very happy with her. I don't think that that's the right, you know, right thing for her to say about her. But some of my callers or, you know, that you have, like the last show, I agree with that because one girl even admitted, you know, she found you interesting and she thought she could change you and she thought she could, you know, this, that, and the other. So in her case, no, I don't think so. I think she's very comfortable with who she is. She's happy with her relationship and what have you. I don't think she has anything to do with that. I just think you just got up under her skin a little bit. Because you have to admit, I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to get up under people's skin. That's why I basically ignore you, because I know how you can get.
I want to get under her skin because I want her to think about me. She thought about me the whole entire time she hung up the phone. I guarantee you. She's going to talk about me tomorrow. She's going to talk about me next week.
I don't think
it's
going to
happen. There's nothing I can do about it. This is exactly what you're going to do. You're going to do your show next Monday. You're going to say, oh, I hate to say it. Chase, you were right. That's all you have to say. That's it. All I want to hear you say is, I hate to say it, Chase, you were right. And that's it. I can almost guarantee, 100% guarantee, that she is listening to the call right now.
But she can listen to the call right now, because right now we're being recorded. You won't be able to listen to this until after we hang up and it's on air. It has to be written.
So she's going
to
listen tomorrow. So you're going to have like 1,000 listens, because she's going to keep listening to it over and over and over again. Oh, it's so cute. So amazing.
Anyway, Chase, I am going to let you go because I need to focus on other things other than you tonight. Thanks again for calling. I appreciate it. I know sometimes the callers can get kind of out there, but you always maintain your arrogance.
Yeah. Always.
That never changes. You always maintain that. So I would love to have you on the show again. If you would be kind enough to be on the show again. I know you're supposed to be touring tomorrow, so I can understand that. So good luck with the tour. I hope everything works out for you as always. You know, send me a postcard, which you never fucking do, but I always ask you to, you never do. But
I guess you did it. I'm sorry. It's just so hard to send postcards when you're enjoying life, you know? That's why I usually don't take pictures.
Right.
I'm too busy enjoying life. But that's why I try to take pictures sometimes for the less fortunate. For the less fortunate.
Anyway, I'm finna get off here. I'm going to get off of you with Yahoo, too. But, again, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. If she does mention you, I will tell you. I don't think she will. I don't think she'll talk about it. But if she does, I'll definitely bring it up. But, you know, again, you're always welcome on my show, even though, you know, sometimes people get real pissed off. But you were always welcome. You know that.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sugar. You have a great, amazing night.
You, too. Thanks.
Bye.
Everyone, that was Chase McKnight, one of my favorite people, even though he can be a true, and I mean true, asshole. But one thing for sure, he's always he's always entertaining. If nothing more to me, he's always entertaining. But anyway, everyone, thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I will be back with you on Monday. This coming Friday on the grid, in a Second Life. I'm supposed to be having my first live show, so I'm really getting excited about that. Not sure I'm going to have an audience there or not, but I will definitely let everybody know. Monday, of course, at 8 p.m. SL time, at PST time, that is 11 o'clock for you East Coasters. I will be back on air again. Thanks, Sanaya, for calling, my sister. Thanks all those who were in IMs with me, on Facebook with me. I really enjoyed it. Everybody, have a wonderful night. Love you all. Thanks so much for giving me all the support you do, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.